This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends. As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, what we're going to be doing today is we are going to be covering COVID terrorism by the mainstream media, along with global depopulation by the globalists, and it's only happening because the people are allowing it. Let's just put that into perspective. And we are going to have a special guest named Mike Adams. You all may know him as Natural News publisher and or the founder and owner of Brighteon. And I thank God that they're there concerning Brighteon as far as the platform may go. And we're going to have him on with us in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, what I want to do is I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick just to show you our resources. I want you to see them if you're on a social media platform. If not, listen to me carefully, 135 cities. Because I'm going to say it again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and click on subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. You'll find 13 to 15 articles on that page every single day. We are always there. Tim Brown's morning show for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is on every morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. I believe that's right. If I'm wrong, Tim, go ahead and let me know. 6 a.m. Eastern. I hope I said that right. And that is Tim Brown's show in the morning. And mine is obviously 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. And then on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, when you go over to that page, you're going to find the articles as well, friends. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, but you're also going to be able to find the links for everything else that you may need, okay? You have radio links. You have social media platform links. You have store links. You have Equipping the Saints links. You have everything that you need there, okay? Go ahead and go to the right side of the page, click onto it, and join us on the social media platform. You can do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, or up on the front page there, and go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to book us, friends, now's the time to do it. Just simply go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we're going to be over in Michigan. We got a couple dates there. Then we got to drive over to a friend of mine who's in law enforcement, and we're going to be doing his church the following day, I believe, in Ohio, and then we are leaving. It's a packed schedule, friends. And then we're going to be over in Tennessee. We've got three dates there as well. And usually what happens, just for the record, is, and I shouldn't say usually, I can't, for the life of me, remember right now, nor can I recollect a time that we've done an event where we weren't called back to the same event. But what we want to do is we always want to go to new places and reach more people. And the number one response, and I say this before the Lord, the number one response to the Sons of Liberty presentation across the country is, I wish I would have brought more people. So if you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and book us, you can. Go ahead and look at the fruit in our basket over there. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And again, if you want to book us, go ahead and check out all of the information that you need over there on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you exactly who we are and what it is that we're doing. Put that up against Luke 19:10, as well as many folks, a plethora of letters of recommendation. Not that we need that, because it's God that anoints men, not men anointing men. But the fact of the matter is, these are individuals that are in us, in it with the fight, concerning the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. So with that said, friends, go ahead and check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now is the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to tell you one more time, friends, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. We follow the Christ here, period. Okay? And I thank you to 135 cities across the country and the 53 countries that are listening to us for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication. I don't say that for accolade. I say that because I am honored. I'm humbled. And I just thank God for the opportunity to serve my generation. And it's exactly what we've been doing for 23 years here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we also understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Friends, I got much to cover. And once we get Mike up online with us here, friends, we're going to cover much more. I want to show you a couple things before we actually pull Mike up. If you go to Health Impact News right now, it's exactly right what they're stating over there. America is under siege, a slow takeover. It lines up with Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And when you look at the articles that these guys are writing over there, they are bringing the information concerning what's really happening on the other side of this narrative that we're not hearing about, because the mainstream media and the big tech companies are illegally censoring free speech. I have right in front of me right now a 28-year-old PhD physical therapist dead 2 days after being injected with COVID experimental mRNA vaccine. Here's some pictures. For those that can't hear, please go over to Health Impact News. You'll see much information, and it has article after article after article of the tragedies that are taking place concerning those that take the vaccinations. Yet the doctors around the world are issuing dire warnings, don't get the COVID vaccine. Of course not. Again, put that up against Leviticus 17:11, friends. And then we go down, we see another picture of a 39-year-old mom. This is a brand new one, 4 days dead after Moderna COVID vaccine. And I say that not to be harsh. I say it maybe in a harsh tone for the very purpose of warning people to pay attention to what's going on, because apparently some people didn't listen to it until after the fact. We have UK government changes recommendations on pregnant women getting experimental COVID injections, causing at least 20 miscarriages so far that they know of. We have another one nurse dead and another one injured as Austria suspends AstraZeneca COVID vaccine inoculations. It just goes on and on. And here's the fruits of what they mean to omit, or to basically cover your eyes from seeing and covering your ears from hearing. The CDC, 1,265 dead, 1,265, 25,000, 212 injured. Experimental COVID, right? You're guinea pigs, friends. That's what this is coming to. Then we have in the government in the UK, which Tim has on in the morning show continuously. I believe every week he has doctors from the UK telling the American people as to what's going on here, so it doesn't happen here. We need to begin to pay attention, friends. But look at these tragedies that are taking place. Look at the people that are dying from the vaccinations. And what do you hear through the mainstream media? Oh, these are wonderful. Look at these things. These are just great. They're the coolest things since sliced bread. They're here to make you healthy. Well, folks, I'm still scrolling online right now. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without..." without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. You may have to hold for a couple minutes. We actually have Mike Adams, founder of Brighteon and the publisher for Natural News. Thanks for joining us, Mike. I totally appreciate you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's great to be able to join you today in this very, very trying time for humanity.
Oh, there's no question about it. It's interesting because Alan Keyes has become a friend of ours, and we received a phone call from him about 2 years ago, and he asked me if I'd be on his radio program and his television program over on Roku, and I said, sure, and I noticed you over there, and usually what happens is I'll see someone once, twice, and then the third time it's like, you know what, I probably need to reach out and see what this guy's got going on, and I've been paying attention to a little of what you got going on out there, Mike, and I know that you, some time ago, you were shut down by YouTube, and I think you were like one of the first guys to really get pulled by YouTube, and that was a pretty big deal. Am I right in saying that?
Yes. The censorship that is now hitting everybody began against myself and my online properties starting about 2014, actually, even well before Trump was elected the first time. Not to mention.
No, I was gonna say, no. That's fine. I was just gonna say, when you say that, I'm curious to know, your numbers were pretty significant when they pulled you, because obviously they seen that you were effective and that you're a threat to the establishment. Therefore, they had to remove you. Can you go ahead and share with us as to how, what kind of numbers were you actually pulling over on Natural News before it got pulled?
Well, for example, on Facebook, we had almost 3 million followers.
Yep.
On YouTube, I had, I think, 350,000 subscribers and so on. And again, that was, over 6 years ago. So those are pretty hefty numbers. But the thing is, we were one of the first to tell the truth about how the corporations are trying to exterminate the human race. and how they would do it. You know, I was one of the guys talking about bioweapons as an extermination weapon system, you know, long before COVID ever happened. And of course, a few years ago, it sounded kind of out there, you know.
Yeah.
People get it now. People understand what's going on now, especially your listeners. They get it. But, you know, a few years ago, it was easy then to censor me and sites like mine because no one would defend us. No one stepped up and said, no, wait a minute, this person has a right to speak. Because what I was saying was it just sounded too outlandish at that time, but no longer.
Well, isn't that the history of man? I mean, it's just like they suffer the abuse until it's too late. And for the life of me, Mike, I just got to be frank with you. I don't understand it. It's like there is a reason people are saying what they're saying. And does it sound outlandish? Absolutely. But it's the outlandishness that really gives them a pass to get away with the things that they get away with, because normal people don't think anybody in their right mind would actually do the things that these globalists attempt to do or do.
Well, that's right. It is fascinating, though, that a lot of people are waking up to the reality of what's going on. For example, trust in the WHO. Before COVID, most people trusted the WHO or the CDC or even the FDA. Now, most people don't trust them, you know, and most Americans don't want to be forced into these vaccines. And, by the way, it's especially true among Black Americans who know the history of medical experimentation on Black prisoners and Black soldiers and Black citizens. And yet, I mean, look at Governor Newsom in California right now saying that they need to target Hispanic people for millions of vaccines. Otherwise, the whole state will have to stay locked down.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you, inserting this into the conversation, Mike, that I had seen the video right when it came out from Bill and Melinda Gates. And Melinda took the stage, and she was given the opportunity to have the microphone to speak to the world. And the cameras, of course, were right up to her face to speak to the world. And that's the first thing she said, Mike, was, you know what, the first people that need to receive the vaccination were the Black population. And she talked about Indians and the Hispanics. And it's absolutely amazing to me. And I want to get your take on this now that I'm talking to you here. What is your thoughts on Bill Gates, whose dad used to be a board member of Planned Parenthood, calling for the depopulation of the world by 3 billion, saying that if we do a really good job on vaccines, we can do just that? Isn't it interesting that he is the one, somehow or another, that everyone is parroting as he continuously sets the narrative?
Well, it's very clear that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has funded research and development into infertility technologies, and they've deployed those on a pilot program basis in Africa. That includes male infertility.
Mm-hmm.
For example, ultrasound technology that can make a male infertile, unable to produce sperm for about 6 months. But they also focus on, you know, female infertility, which is achieved by spiking vaccines with a chemical called HCG. And the Kenyan Catholic Bishops Association, which is a pro-vaccine group, they noticed that the women they were vaccinating had spontaneous abortions and were unable to conceive. And so they sent samples to various labs and found, to their astonishment, that these World Health Organization-approved vaccines were, in fact, spiked with infertility chemicals. They were astonished, and no one in the Western media covered that, of course, because there's a complete blackout of the truth about what vaccines are used for. But it is a global depopulation weapon system, clearly. Anyone who actually researches it will reach that conclusion if they have any remaining rationality whatsoever. Just that most people don't know it.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting when you go down, you know, you go down to the local grocery store. I live in a real conservative area, and the city leadership and the county leadership here are absolutely dumbfounded in so many different ways that there's anybody that's going along with this. But it's my understanding, the statistics that have been thrown out there is that 88% of the American people are going along with the narrative by putting a mask on that doesn't work. And no wonder, because when they go online and they go back to the media, they say they don't believe 94% of them. It's interesting how the mainstream media, along with the big tech companies, are even going after the manufacturers of the masks and calling the manufacturers liars for stating on the back of their boxes, Mike, that their masks don't prevent COVID-19, nor do they prevent disease. But yet they pretend all the way to the next level of encouragement by adding strength to tyranny. What say you?
Yeah, well, you know, the media and even the scientific establishment has abandoned anything resembling real legitimate science. So this is how, for example, these mRNA vaccines are approved under emergency authorization use, even though the earlier experiments of mRNA technology on animals resulted in most of the animals dying from not immediately after the vaccine, but upon subsequent exposure to different coronavirus strains in the wild. So they bypassed that testing for the vaccines given to, so far, about 60 million Americans. They bypassed it by simply invoking an emergency use authorization. And
right.
This is a time bomb that's going to explode in the next 1 to 2, well, maybe 3 years at the outside edge of it. But I believe, I'll say this on your show, I believe there will be millions of Americans dead from this wave of vaccine, but it will take a few years for it to unfold. But it will be millions.
Yeah, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said that she actually believes 40 days to a year we're going to see the fallout. And maybe that's why, and I'm saying this all the well knowing as to why they called it Operation Warp Drive, but it only makes sense as to why they called it Operation Warp Drive, because they want to get it into the people's bodies before they actually see one of the 400 adverse side effects.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but also remember that since the media now controls the narrative, and big tech controls the narrative, the CDC ordered big tech to censor any dissenting views on vaccines. By the way, Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch has just sued the CDC.
I've seen that.
Yeah, Freedom of Information Act request to find out what the CDC ordered big tech to do. That's going to be interesting to find out about that, because we've known for a long time that's going on. And the CDC, by the way, is a military organization, just so you know. They wear military uniforms. They have military intelligence officers trained for the CDC.
Yeah, but we all know what it's about, Mike. It's all about for our safety. I mean, boy, does that sound familiar or what? And it's rolling out in real time. History is repeating itself, and no matter how many times you tell the American people, they just continuously keep going on with their bad selves, going on pretending with those that they don't trust. I mean, again, you got 94% of the population that say, at least they say it, that they don't trust the media, and then we have Congress that has 11% approval rating, but yet who told us about the virus? Well, the same one selling us the virus are the same ones selling us the vaccination, and the American people haven't awakened to that yet. And yet now, right before I pulled you up, as a matter of fact, I was actually going through page after page on Health Impact News of individuals, beautiful kids, I mean young people, doctors, parents, pregnant women, dads, so on and so forth, that were dying from it. And the American people continuously ignore the truth because these bad guys, these globalists, they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth, Mike, and therein lies the problem. I'm going to pull up Mike Adams right after this break, friends. We got a hard break right in front of us again. Mike Adams, none other than the founder of Brighteon, yeah, woo-hoo, and the publisher for Natural News with Bradley Dean on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to ask some hard questions. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
President Biden's comments as he signs the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill into law. In the past year since the pandemic began, the United States has added $5 trillion to our nation's debt. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calling the bill the largest single spending bill in history and a payoff for political allies of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed the first ban on transgender athletes to participate in women's sports in public schools. The Republicans saying the law is necessary to level the playing field for female athletes. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Democrats are inundating the Senate with a series of partisan bills on issues such as expanding mail-in voting, terminating qualified immunity for police, and phasing out fossil fuels, partly in hopes of pressuring holdout Senate Democrats to eliminate the filibuster. The strategy involves Democrats likely losing some fights to Senate Republicans on high-profile legislation, thereby illustrating the purported need to change or junk the decades-old rule requiring 60 votes to proceed on most bills. So far, Democrats lack the 51 votes needed to eliminate the filibuster. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona say they won't approve the rule change, a position that Manchin reiterated on Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns. During a Capitol briefing, Pelosi noted more than 500,000 Americans have died in the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking with Mike Adams, founder from Brighteon and publisher from Natural News. Mike, what I want to do is I want to say as little as possible because I want to get off the information that we need across the country concerning COVID terrorism by the media. Give us your definition and explain what you say.
Well, the media, its goal is not to inform the American people, but to psychologically terrorize them. Because the media know, and they've been ordered to do this, of course, by, you know, the globalists in charge, they know that people will become irrational if they're seized by fear. And then they can be easily controlled and forced into mask compliance or forced into vaccine compliance or economic lockdowns that are designed to destroy the integrity of the United States. It was also designed to try to harm Trump during the election. But ultimately, the globalists want to destroy the United States as an independent sovereign nation. In order to do that, they know they have to achieve a number of things, such as, by the way, taking away the Second Amendment. They've already crushed the First Amendment in most places, especially online. They're targeting the Second Amendment now. I think Senator Feinstein just announced she's going to criminalize or try to criminalize all AR-15s. And, you know, AK rifles across the country. That's probably not going to fly, but she's going to try it. So it's all about enslavement. It's all about ultimately controlling you so they can, well, murder you with bioweapons and toxic, deadly vaccines. And also, by the way, engineered food scarcity. So they are going after the food supply. Food inflation is already happening. It's horrendous. Prices are skyrocketing, and supply lines are failing in the entire food system. So these are all mechanisms of terrorism against the American people. And who are the terrorists? The media, the Biden regime, right, and the corporations. They are the terrorists now, and we are their target.
Well, do you remember when the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, he was accredited with being the father of our Constitution. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, or how about an invisible enemy as well? And it's exactly the very counsel that we have not taken heed to in any sense of the word, and then we try to figure out why we're in the position that we're in today. I wanted to say this too. When you talk about what's going on in this country, I just want you to look at this with me, if you wouldn't mind, listeners. We have 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people. There's a reason for that. But the great question that I have, and this is going to go down in history as, how did this ever work? How is it, Mike, that you have 330 million people, a good portion of them armed? How is it that they sit back and tolerate the crimes of those in the government and in the mainstream media? I mean, you have the millions that tolerate the crimes of the few that destroy the country. And here we are today. And what I like to do on the show is always point my finger at the responsible party. We, the people under God in this country, are the government, Exodus 18:21. And if we fail to take responsibility in purging the lump concerning the federal government, state government, city governments, county governments, local governments, whatever it may be, if we're going to sit there and allow these people to act out in a criminal fashion and we stand back and do nothing but entertain ourselves with it, well, then is it not true that we deserve exactly what we get?
Well, I don't think that we deserve it, but if we don't take steps to stop the tyranny through peaceful means, then they will ratchet up the tyranny more and more. And they are running a demoralization campaign, and they are going to try to disarm the American people. Now, by the way, they will roll out a major false flag shooting very soon, probably this year, because they need a way to justify the gun grab. So you can expect another kind of Sandy Hook or another 9/11 or another Las Vegas shooting, something like that. You know, these tend to only occur under Democrat administrations because there are, you know, they're engineered events, and they are willing to have real people killed in order to push their agenda. And they know that the American people won't agree to gun control unless they can create another crisis for that. See, since the left has been defunding police, and of all the riots last year, BLM and Antifa riots, guess who's been buying guns? A lot of Democrats in liberal cities who are law-abiding citizens. They've been buying guns. Women have been buying guns. And black Americans have been buying guns legally to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the Democrats are going to have to try to convince their own people to give up their guns, which is not going to be an easy sell.
Yeah. Well, and here we are, and there's so many different aspects and so many different directions I could take this conversation with just that. But again, it goes to the fact that we're here now in the present. How is it that we've allowed it to go this far? And again, going back to the responsible party, it's not like I'm saying anybody deserves what's taking place. But if we stand there and we watch the bad guys, as a matter of fact, let me give you a prime example. The Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people in that country tolerated the crimes of their said representatives. Well, in this country, Mike, we already know that what we're dealing with. We know that we're dealing with those that call themselves representatives, but we all the while know that we're not being represented by them. They're not upholding the laws in the U.S. Constitution. They're bringing that which is foreign into America. And you had said something earlier, and it's true. You know, I want a reformation too, but the problem that we're having is the American people are tolerating the global media, which is owned by six corporations, and controlled by the CIA, and the corrupt politicians that are working hand in glove to continuously assail the American people, and an attempt over and over, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, attempting to create domestic insurrection. I mean, this is only going to go on for so long before they get a lawful response, and a lawful response is to put down their crimes, not the other way around.
Well, I suspect that we're very rapidly approaching an economic event such as a dollar collapse or a debt collapse. And that may occur in a timeline that the people in charge don't want. In other words, with all this money printing, they've set things into motion that even they can't control. So, but they will use the collapse, of course, to push people into FEMA camp, to restrict the food supply, loot your bank accounts, take all your money, destroy the dollar, force you into a government-controlled digital wallet system.
Yep.
That's not, it's not Bitcoin. It's going to be like FedCoin, and they will automatically tax you for your convenience. You know, you don't even have to file taxes anymore. They'll just steal money from you automatically. What a convenient thing. But this is what's coming. And they'll use it to destroy everything and also to vaccinate everybody because they know that's the depopulation that they want. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was talking to Tim Brown this morning, and you've been on Tim's show as well. And one of the things that Tim had shared with me is that you're very well connected. Well, I feel that we are here as well. I want to encourage the people a little bit concerning what is going on out there, concerning those that are actually doing something about the issues in which we're facing right now. Is there any positive fronts that you see taking place across the country where they're actually taking grounds and righting the wrongs concerning the corruption that we see today?
Well, yes. One of the things we're seeing is a state-level backlash against the Biden regime. So, for example, in Arizona, I think it was the state Senate that just passed, just passed a potential new law that would nullify any violations of the state amendment by the federal government. Similar things are underway in Texas.
Yeah.
Also, efforts to allow citizens of Texas to sue big tech for censorship, for example. That is also underway by Governor DeSantis in Florida, and there are similar efforts in many other states. About 22 states have some kind of similar effort underway. So states are now asserting their sovereign rights more aggressively.
Amen.
Under the regime.
Amen. You know, it's interesting, Mike, when you're talking about the big tech companies, because I've been dealing with these demigods for probably 3 to 5 years now. And the way that they are zeroing in on free speech is just, it's exhausting. You're standing there pulling your hair out of your head saying, where are the attorneys to stand up against the crimes that are being assailed against the American people? Well, we found out from a foreign country, I believe it's Poland. Now, if they violate your free speech on a person-to-person, I don't want to use the word intervention, but a person-to-person clientele or those that are on their Facebook platforms, let's put it that way, every person that where their free speech is violated, the Polish government is implementing a $2 million fine per violation. How is it that we have these small countries that get it, but Americans who have never really had to go through it before, well, they haven't quite caught on to what Poland's doing over there yet with the big tech companies?
Well, big tech bribes the lawmakers also at the state and local level. So big tech has so much dominance and so much money, they've bought Congress, most of Congress.
Yep.
Remember that the Trump administration had the opportunity, had a senator who's been willing to do it, to go after big tech in 2017 and 2018, especially when they had, you know, the House and the Senate and the White House, but they did nothing. That's not Trump's fault. That's the fault of the rhino Republican senators and lawmakers who are all bribed by big tech. They stood back and allowed America to be destroyed, people like Mitch McConnell. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, don't you think it's kind of odd, though? Because, hey, listen, I have something to say about that. Because when we look at the commander-in-chief, and we look at Donald Trump, just for an example, I don't want to get caught up in our favorite politicians in any sense of the word. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. Okay, period. There's 101 of them. If you go to Article 4, Section 4, we're a constitutional republic, period. The supremacy clause in this country is that the U.S. Constitution is the law. And those that serve we the people, Article 2, Section 3 are to faithfully execute the laws found within. If I was the president of the United States of America and I had the support of not only the law, but also the people, the way Donald Trump had it, I believe he could have did the right thing in so many different ways that were never taken when he had the time to do it. Mike, I got one more segment. Do you want to roll over with me or is this the end of the line?
Nope, I'll stay with you.
Okay, cool. Folks, we're talking to Mike Adams, and obviously if you know who Mike is, he is the publisher from Natural News and the founder from Brighteon. We're going to continue this conversation, and we will be right back on the other side of the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thanks for being patient with us today, friends. You know we only have 1 hour, okay? So, and I know that you guys usually light the lines up, but today we have Mike Adams, Brighteon founder and natural news publisher with us today. And Mike, I just got to tell you, I appreciate what you guys are doing out there, and I'm glad I've run across you, and I'm glad I was friends with Allen's enough to know to get a hold of you and to actually get you on the radio here, because I think you've got a lot of important things to say, and you've got a way of saying them to people where, you know what, I don't. I'm a preacher. This is what I do all abroad, and you know, from the perspective that you're bringing right now is just another angle, but it seems like we're all saying the same things here. I mean, I personally believe that under God, we are going to win the day, but we're not going to get to the other side of this unscathed, or again, what Americans have tolerated concerning corruption in politics today. I mean, so much so, Mike, that when you look at what's going on in the People's White House today, and we know that he's there by fraud. He's committed the act of treason. Donald Trump called him out for treason over and over and over again. In any country, that's punishable by death. And now we have major voter fraud. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, said Joseph Stalin. And here we are today. And now we have our military being used to defend him against the people that he's supposed to serve. And then only to find out just yesterday, and I am making a point here, that he's not even answering questions when it comes to his press releases.
Well, yes, yes. Look, it's clear that God wins in the end, but we are going to go through a lot of suffering in the meantime. There's no question about that, because right now the demons are in charge of so many institutions. I don't mean they're in charge of the universe. They're in charge of this world's gatekeepers and institutions. You know, even, I would say, even the Vatican. I know that's controversial, but
no question about it. There's no dispute there, and how that could be controversial, I have no idea, because I have yet to hear anybody disagree with what you just said, Mike.
Okay, well, there you go.
Amen.
So, the demons are running the things in this world, and look, they despise human beings that are created in the image of God. This is why they hate unborn babies and want to murder them. In fact, they celebrate the murder of unborn babies. But it's also why they want to exterminate living human beings who are not in with the Satanists. So basically anybody who reads the Bible, who follows Jesus Christ, anybody who has any sense of reason, morality, or ethics is their enemy. And that's what we're dealing with. This is the end times battle for human civilization. And I think the globalists are going to mass murder billions of people. And I think they're going to get away with it before victory finally comes in the end. So, you know, it's kind of...
When you say that, Mike, though, when you say that, I'm curious to know what it is. How do you back up the very things that you're saying? Is it what's in front of us right now because the people are so easily led? Or is it some information that you have from a reliable source, perhaps?
Well, yeah, it's a combination because
okay.
You know, I'm a researcher. I've got a lot of sources, but I am a researcher and, you know, and a journalist, and I connect the dots on, you know, hundreds of data points of what's happening in the world. And, you know, sadly, I think this last election was a tipping point, and evil was able to rig it and steal and to put their own people in charge. And now, by the way, the Biden regime is attempting to start a thermonuclear global war. So they want a war with Russia. They want a war with China. He's just sending more naval vessels into the strait near Taiwan right now in order to provoke China even further. They want war because they want America destroyed in that war. They want to invade our military with LGBT indoctrination. Soldier is no longer chosen because of their ability, but rather they're chosen because they are woke. It's a culture war. It's going to destroy our military readiness, and that's all on purpose.
Yeah. So let's. What begs the question in this conversation to me, again, coming from your perspective, Mike, from your context, from the information that you've researched, what is it that they're afraid of? What is it the globalists are afraid of on a global basis?
Well, they're afraid of God, and they're afraid of people who follow God.
Why?
Because the globalists are in bed essentially with Satan, and it's the demonism inside them that they're working for. They need their dark negative karma points because they're on a scoreboard in hell, you know? And in order to get the high score in hell, they have to cause maximum pain and suffering and death of living human beings in this realm today. Whereas the people who are working for God, their scoreboard in heaven is to say, how many people can we help and uplift and spread love and understanding and empathy and creativity, you know, the light. So this is the biblical epic, you know, dark versus light battle. But the people in charge, for the most part, are working for Satan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And the first thing that comes to my aid is Luke 19:10, and then I think of Isaiah 58, verse 12 as well. But what I want to go to really quick is, what are they afraid of? What is the immediate threat to these globalists? Because what I understand is the military, teachers, frontline workers in the medical industry are rejecting the vaccinations, okay? And to me, it would be that the American people, especially the armed American people, are going to wake up to their deceptive manners. Because here's the thing, Mike, how long are they going to be able to continuously inject COVID-19 with adverse side effects, if not death? How long are they going to be able to get away with that before the American people figure out what it was all about? Because they're not going to be able to cover that up, though they are even today with the death tolls that are rolling in now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're afraid of a mass awakening and a revolt.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they have to keep people brainwashed and dumbed down and fluoridated and all these things that they do. They're desperately trying to take away the guns before the people revolt.
Exactly.
So, you know, multiple methods that they're using to achieve that, but it's a psychological, spiritual, and biological assault on humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the interview with, what was it, Alex Jones and Aaron Russo from, what, 8, 9, 10 years ago now, with his time with Nicholas Rockefeller? And Rockefeller, actually it was about 20 years ago now that I think about it, but it was Nicholas Rockefeller that basically tried to recruit him to the CFR, and Aaron Russo, before he passed away, during that interview was actually telling Alex Jones that Nicholas Rockefeller was basically spilling the beans as to how things were going to begin to roll out, like the event in 11 months, and then September 11th came, and then he tells us about the terrorists running around in caves and laughing about it and looking at Aaron and saying that there is no terroristic threat, and how this is all a perpetuated fraud upon the people. Have you seen that interview? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it. It has been a long one, but you know, Aaron Russo, he was so far ahead of his time. He nailed it before most people realized what was going on. And, you know, it's sad that he's no longer with us.
Yeah.
His work is on.
Yeah. Well, I think it was maybe it had a little to do with the fact that he was actually friends with one of the Rockefellers that was telling him everything that, you know, was coming down the line here. But listen, I got about 2 minutes left. Is there any direction that you want me to point the finger as to how people may get a hold of you, Mike, if they so choose to do so?
Well, sure. You can follow my work each day at naturalnews.com. And also, we built the platform Brighteon.com, which is a YouTube alternative for free speech. And you're welcome to use it for free. We have hundreds of thousands of users and millions of viewers and, you know, lots and lots of videos on there. I mean, hundreds of thousands, maybe a million plus videos on there right now. So it's free to use. We built it for your free speech. And we're funding it so that you can speak. So, you know, use these platforms to express your truth and defend your freedom. That's what we're here to help you do.
Amen. And see, there again, being a doer of the word, not here only deceiving yourselves, there you are. You're making a platform for the people to stand up and fight back. Has there been any backlash concerning Brighteon since you founded it?
All kinds of backlash. I mean, all kinds of attacks and deplatforming attempts at DDoS and yeah, all kinds of things. And basically, the same kind of the attacks that have happened with Gab, except not as intense as they've done with Gab. But they hit us, too. We're just not nearly that large.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just seen something on that today, too, and they're really trying to make them anti-Semitic for creating the platform. But, again, this is what comes with the territory when you take a stand. Mike Adams, founder from Brighteon and publisher from Natural News, thank you very much for being on the show with us today. And I'd love to get you back again in the future, Mike. I really would.
Again, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Hey, folks, if you want to go ahead and check us out, we literally have about, I was going to say about 30 seconds, but you can go ahead and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out online. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to do that. If you want to get a news article every day, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It gives you 13 to 15 articles. It gives you the platforms. It gives you the videos. It gives you everything that you need. And, friends, I got to tell you, I hear it every day. I get emails. I get phone calls. Bradley, how do I get a hold of you? It's like sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything is over there. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Everything is over there as well. Also, do please consider supporting the ministry. You are keeping us out there in this fight, folks, and we are not turning to the left nor to the right. Joshua 1:7. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 hand into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.